Hi, I'm Jane. I'm a naturopath, and in this video I'm going to talk a little bit about blood pressure, or more accurately high blood pressure, which is usually problematic. You can get low blood pressure, but more commonly we see in clinic people coming in with symptoms of high blood pressure. So more technically the term for that is hypertension. And the reason that this is a problem or can be a problem is that it's a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. So uncontrolled high blood pressure or hypertension can lead to things like an increased risk of heart attacks and stroke and things like that. Just a little bit of background on hypertension before I talk about some of the things that you can do. It's a bit confusing sometimes to understand the way that blood pressure is measured, and usually there'll be two numbers, one on top of the other. So the one on the top of the line is called the systolic pressure, and the one on the bottom is diastolic pressure. And so usually we consider that number on the top would be high if it's over 140. So anything above 140 we might think is an issue. And on the bottom line, the diastolic, anything over 90. So if someone has 140 on 90 blood pressure, that might just be the start of worrying about or looking at managing hypertension for that person. 30%, bit of statistics, 30% hypertension in Western countries, and a lot of these are uncontrolled. So having said that, 1 in 10 people are on blood pressure medications in Australia, so it's actually a really common medication that people might be on. So factors that impact blood pressure. So I feel like a bit of a repeating message here, and you could probably say this about every condition, but it's all the usual suspects. So uncontrolled weight, so reducing weight and weight management is helpful. Diet, increasing fruit and vegetables, so a diet low in those obviously would be a factor. There is a diet in particular called the DASH diet, which is an acronym. It's kind of a Mediterranean diet, but the factor that makes it specific for blood pressure is that it's low in sodium. So a lot of times when people have hypertension, they will get recommended to have low sodium in their diet. So the DASH diet is something you can look up that's specific for controlling hypertension. But I think generally you'd say a Mediterranean diet, the usual, like, you know, high fruit and vegetables, lots of unrefined foods, good healthy fats, not a lot of processed and refined carbs. That cover it. Low salt. The usual recommendation is 1500 milligrams to 2000 milligrams maximum per day. So it sounds like a lot, but it's really easy to get that amount of salt, especially if you are having processed foods. And of course, sodium works in ratio with potassium. So, and potassium is found in a lot of green vegetables and all the good stuff. So you can see how that works together. So having a crappy diet, high in refined foods, you're going to have high salt, and you're also usually going to have low potassium. So reversing that goes a long way in helping manage hypertension. Exercise, again, nothing that is new that would surprise you, but, you know, usual recommendations, minimum 30 minutes per day. Alcohol, maximum 1 to 2 per day. That's a maximum. So yeah, preferably far less, or have a day alcohol-free days, of course. Reducing stress, eliminating smoking. So the main thing that is problematic is anything that damages the endothelium. So the endothelium is the lining of the blood vessels. So if you have damage in those walls, then you get inflammation, and it all these factors add to the probability of having hypertension. Protecting the endothelium, so good antioxidants and not a lot of inflammation. So some of the things that you can do, garlic, there's some really good research on garlic which has shown a direct reduction in blood pressure. So the trials, the ones that I read, were using aged garlic extract, I know there's a brand here in Australia, Kyolic. I'm not sure if that's an Aussie brand or international. There's Kyolic aged garlic extract. So using like the equivalent of those was just 2 caps a day of this garlic. So, but obviously having that in your diet would be helpful. Vitamin E, research sits around 200 to 400 IUs per day. We used to always have just alpha tocopherol. So vitamin E, there is different types of tocopherols, but we've now come to understand that it's better to get, if you are taking it as a supplement, to get a supplement that has mixed tocopherols, so it'll have not just alpha tocopherol, but gamma and delta tocopherol as well. And vitamin D is another one, through obviously controlled exposure to sunlight's really helpful, and that's all your like cod liver oil, fish oil, good butter, egg yolks, things like that, the yellow foods that you get vitamin D. So garlic. Another one is in food, when thinking about foods that you can add to your diet, is dried wakame. I was reading some information about that being helpful in controlling hypertension. And lycopene, which is a compound that's found in tomato products. And fortunately with that one, it doesn't matter if you're cooking them, so all your good Italian-based pastas and pasta sauces and things like that are great for getting the lycopene in. Some of the other nutrients which probably need to take in supplemental form to get the recommended doses that were shown to be helpful in research is taurine, 1 to 3 grams twice a day. That's quite easy to get when it in a supplemental powder form. CoQ10, so coenzyme Q10, 100 to 200 milligrams per day. Vitamin C, minimum 250 to 500 milligrams per day. And just a couple of herbs that are very particular for hypertension. Hawthorn berries anything related to the heart, really, think hawthorn. And olive leaf extract, some really good research on that in relation to blood pressure. So that's just a really quick snapshot of some of the things that you might take into consideration if this is something you're dealing with. Thank you.